क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
दिस इज चाइम्स रेडियो ओरिजिनल पॉडकास्ट।
5 ओशंस, 7 कॉन्टिनेंट्स एंड सो मेनी कंट्रीज। इन दिस ज्योग्राफी पॉडकास्ट वी एक्सप्लोर द वर्ल्ड विद आवर लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स। Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
In this episode of Little Explorers, let's talk about a country where they have a native bird, a fruit, and people addressed by the same name, and that is Kiwi. And the country we're talking about is New Zealand, a beautiful island country in southwestern Pacific Ocean. Its capital is Wellington. Official languages are English, Maori, and New Zealand Sign Language. The people living there are called New Zealanders and Kiwis. It's a place that consists of two land masses, the North Island and the South Island. There are also a number of smaller islands around it, which are under its domain. It shares its maritime borders with Australia, New Caledonia, Fiji, and Tonga. There are many wonderful facts about this beautiful country. 30% of this country is a national reserve. There are green hills, forests full of vegetation. It is a nature's paradise, and people here take care of its ecology quite a lot. Another very interesting thing is that this place has a town with the longest name in the world. It's a town which is on the east coast of New Zealand. It starts with a T, ends with a U, and has over 80 alphabets in it. In the Maori language, it means the place where Tamati, the man on the big knees who slipped, climbed, and swallowed mountains, known as the Land Eater, he played the flute to his loved one. The country also holds Guinness Book of Record of the steepest road in the world. Also, its capital, Wellington, is the southernmost capital in the entire world. As far as inhabitation is concerned, it was the last country in the world to be occupied by humans. Another wonderful fact is that it's the first country which gave women the voting rights. And the first person to climb Mount Everest was a New Zealander, Sir Edmund Hillary. The country can also be called the Pacific Ring of Fire. The reason is that there are quite a few volcanoes, especially Mount Rafiu, which actually was a base of Mount Doom from the Lord of the Rings. Talking about the animals of this country, it has a lot of insects and reptiles. In fact, the insects of this country are one of the largest insects found in the world. Also, generally, the bird species found here are large, specifically the moa, which was 3.6 meters, harst eagle, having a wingspan of 2.5 meters. And this place is full of hobbits. It's also called the World of Hobbits, making this place where Lord of the Rings trilogy was filmed by Sir Peter Jackson. Surrounded by clear waters, it is one of the most visited countries in the world and has clearest lake we can find anywhere, which is called Nelson's Blue Lake, and we can see as deep as 80 meters inside it clearly. And do you know which are the only native land mammals in this country? They are bats. Yes, rest of the animals were got there by Europeans and Maoris. Talking about Maoris, they are the first inhabitants of this country. The Maori tribe is famous for its warrior-like dance in any events or functions. So that's about New Zealand, and let's take a quick look at the flag of this country. New Zealand's flag has a blue base. On the top hoist side is the Union Jack. And towards the fly side are 4 red colored, white edged, 5 pointed stars. So that's the flag of New Zealand for us. For other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes and don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share Little Explorers Podcast.